have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the bottom of the hour break is Ian Murphy, owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, here on this Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th edition. Ian, point of clarification on what you just said about the St. Clair County case. The Planning Commission turned them down, and then DTE turned around and sued the county. They didn't take the no to the Michigan Public Service Commission and ask them to permit it. They just chose to sue the county. Is that an accurate statement?
Correct.
Now, if that's the case, they are suing. The case sounds like then would be in the local courts. That's not going to the state courts. Is that being adjudicated in the local courts down there in St. Clair County, if you know?
I believe it is, yes.
So it's using basically your legal strategy that you guys have done successfully here in Otsego and other municipalities. They're trying to do it in reverse of countersuing the county for their no vote on their project. So they're trying to do it at the local level as well.
Yeah, they're basically saying that they didn't have the authority, excuse me, to deny their application or their special use permit. I don't know the entirety of DTE's arguments.
Sure.
Mainly we have focused on what Dr. Remington Bevins down there has done in the health department with issuing that health order. We just thought it was actually kind of, well, actually it's wildly entertaining that here the Iron Pig is using the health department medical officer from St. Clair County is cited in their own lawsuit. So, I mean, it's just, it's funny how far we've come from suing the health department.
Right.
Excuse me. It is worth noting while we're having this conversation that our case in Otsego County is in front of Judge Hunter today at 2:45 here in Otsego County.
Okay.
This is, just another hearing where we had asked some questions of the county, the Planning Commission, also of the developer as well. So we were just interrogatories trying to get some idea of when the Planning Commission decided to make moves, amending their solar ordinance, and all these other things. So we actually are going to be in court today, later this afternoon, on our issue. So next Tuesday, I'll probably have an update on where we're at with that.
Perfect.
I do like the idea. I do like the idea of potentially trying to take a developer to court through the Court of Claims and maybe trying to get a stay from the MPSC citing any of these things.
Sure, because if they, I'm convinced if they bypass and go around a local municipality's planning commission and they go to the Michigan Public Service Commission and they just approve it, I think that's the big legal battle. Even like you say, if it's not a favorable judge or a favorable court, it at least would tie him up in the legal process. Then you go to appellate court, then potentially go all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. I think at least you're going to tie the project up maybe long enough where they go, you know what, to heck with it. We're going to abandon. We're going to abort. We're not going to continue fighting these guys and spend the attorney fees going all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. Could be a possibility.
Be a possibility. And don't forget, too, any citizen that is in that district or in that township, where, or even in the county, if you have a county planning commission, because I'm not in the township here in Otsego County with this industrial solar plant that's being proposed. I'm in the county. We have a county planning commission. So therefore, I am able to sue with my fellow plaintiffs who are right next door to the proposed property. So in Presque Isle, one person could file a lawsuit against the Michigan public or against the developer and try to take them to the court of claims. Somebody else could then file a lawsuit, could then go through and try and convince the planning commission to pass it to keep it locally like what we did here in Otsego County. Because there is a judge's ruling. There is a judge's ruling that says Public Act 233 has no bearing on this application. So you could then make that same argument, hey, we've got a judge right down in Otsego County that said Public Act 233 doesn't have any bearing. Why does it have bearing in Presque Isle but doesn't have bearing in Otsego County? That's a worthy question to ask a judge in Presque Isle County. But the key on that is convincing the Planning Commission to do what they don't want to do, which is pass it to keep it local. It's so counterintuitive, and again, that's just how terribly the law was written. And how, I mean, I don't know of anybody yet that I have spoken to that is in favor of any of these developments. There are plenty of people that are in favor of them, but nobody that lives right next door to a proposed development is saying, oh, heck yeah, I'm super excited that there's going to be a wind plant or a solar plant next to us. Or what we're hearing now in Otsego County is a battery storage facility.
Right.
All three of those are all governed by Public Act 233. The battery storage facility here in Otsego County is interesting because apparently the city is trying to annex that property, and they are under the impression that if we had had this battery facility in the springtime of this year, we wouldn't have suffered such outages during the ice storm. Which is just ludicrous. That's absolutely ludicrous. How are you going to get power to my house when the power lines are down, Randy?
It makes
no sense.
Yeah. Well, I got a follow up from Cliff Tellini. He says the Michigan Public Service Commission can only issue acts that regulate utilities operations, not to regulate local planning. This is the ultimate argument against Public Act 233, which the legislators have to repeal. If we get a Republican governor, they'd be willing to sign it. Only the people leasing their land are in favor of any of this. And that, of course, is the farmers, the landowners that are looking to make all these huge windfall profits from these long 20-year leases, $100,000 for 100 acres per year in leasing revenue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge money. 20 years, you're looking at $2 million.
That's for the property owner. And then the township, the local unit of government, the LUG, they also get bribed. And if the local unit of government, say Presque Isle County, denies the application or denies the special use permit, they don't get that bribe money. If they go around to up to the Michigan Public Service Commission and they cite that wind development up there, the local unit of government is completely cut out of any revenue. So it's a bribe. How is that not a bribe?
Right.
And that's another really big issue as well. So Tellini is absolutely correct, yes. But you see, it didn't matter. That language did not matter to the Michigan Public Service Commission when they wrote Public Act 233. They don't care. The health department, Randy, did not care. Liz Hertel didn't care when they wrote those emergency orders after the executive orders were unconstitutional. So they just don't care. While Tellini is absolutely correct, we've got to have three people appointed by the governor that sits on that MPSC that is going to follow the letter of the Constitution. And this current three-person panel appointed by Whitmer clearly didn't do that in 2023 when they wrote Public Act 233, and they knew it. That's why they gave a year. They gave a year for all the townships to try and catch up to Public Act 233 and very, very few did. Sheboygan County is one of the few that actually did adopt what they call a CREO, I've said it a million times on the show,
yeah,
Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance. Otsego County did not have one. They passed this plant here in Gaylord on their old, excuse me, I say old, but it was 2021 when they amended it, their solar ordinance. Here, now what we're challenging is we're not even discussing Public Act 233 this afternoon. We're now going after Otsego County's solar ordinance that they amended in 2021, in which they create districts, and they force these industrial solar plants and wind into only certain districts. And what do you know? It just happens that ag and forestry are two of the districts that got amended in 2021 here in Otsego County, and it just so happens the majority of this development here is in ag and forestry.
There you go. Well, I want to shift gears. A couple of text messages came in during the break regarding Sheboygan County. Says my parents and their neighbors are trying to fight a solar farm project in Sheboygan County. The landowner already signed an agreement with the developers. This is located on Heilman Road in Levering. They just found out about this a couple of weeks ago. Is this the same project as the other project in Sheboygan County that I believe you and David Delaney were involved in setting up a suit? Is this the same one?
This should be the same one. So the Midwesterner just did a great article a few days ago, 5 days ago maybe. Capcom, we sat down and did a three-hour interview with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't write a great article, but this should be the exact same one. 19 plaintiffs up there on that development, and they do have a CREO. What's fascinating about that one is they're actually trying to put this. So one of the members on the commission is one of the landowners that is set to make money from this development. They're calling it the Northern Water Solar Park, which is hilarious. And also, it's in a watershed area. They have created the districts to put this in a watershed overlay district. So just none of it is adding up. And it's so incestuous, and there's bribery everywhere. And when it comes down to it, Randy, the Constitution in Michigan just was not written to be used the way that it has been. We've seen it since Whitmer in 2020, and this is what we're getting now with all these legislators and then an unelected bureaucrats rewriting a terrible law that was passed.
Amen.
This is where we're at.
All right, brother. Well, keep us informed, updated, and good luck in court. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday about what Judge Hunter says today in court.
You got it. Thanks, always.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Final segment of hour number two. I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number two. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy staying on through the break and answering your text messages. Appreciate Cliff Cellini texting in as well. So, Shayna, I think you need to check with your folks and find out for sure if this is the same project that I think Ian just said 19 plaintiffs. Now, that could have been Otsego case. I'm getting a little confused with all these cases, but I believe there is representation, and they are tying it up in Sheboygan County. Talk to them, talk to the neighbors, and double-check to make sure that David Delaney, he is Ian Murphy's attorney, he's the one that's been doing all these lawsuits, tying these up in court. So, greatly appreciate that. Want to get verification on another story that was just texted me. This comes from John in Sheboygan, and I haven't heard anything about this, so we're going to do some investigation and verify it. Embezzlement by Sheboygan school superintendent's wife, Jennifer Byrd, B-Y-R-D, stole money from the Mullet Lake Preservation Fund, went to court earlier. None of the news sources are covering this. Why are they covering it up? Well, I'm not sure if everything you just said is accurate, so I'll have to do some investigating. I think I'll reach out to Scott Swanson, the former owner of the Island Strait Resort newspaper. I forget the name. Scott's since retired, no longer in the newspaper business, but I know he's actively involved. He's the Sheboygan County chair of the Republican Party, and I'll reach out to him and send this text, John, with your permission to him, and have him look into it for me and verify it. If it's not fully accurate, the statement you texted me, we'll do a retraction. I apologize, but this is something that's news to me. I don't know anything about it. And like you say, none of the other news sources are covering it. So is it an accurate statement? I'm not sure. But I'll send it to Scott during the break and see if he can verify it for me, and I'll let you guys know. Again, today, Tuesday, November 4th, is Election Day. If you don't know, call your local clerk. Polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. If you don't know, call your local clerk and ask, do we have something on our ballot here in our township? Now, one thing you have to understand, if you live in Sheboygan County, Otsego County, or Presque Isle County, you do have things on your ballot. You need to get out and vote. And if you're fed up with paying more taxes, then vote no on everything that's on your ballot. It's that simple. And like Ian said, and many others have said, even people running for governor on the Republican side, they don't believe that these off-year elections, especially in May and August, should be putting anything on our ballots. They should be November ballot like today is, November 4th. However, it should be during a midterm election or at least a presidential election. Ultimately, that's what I would like to see because that's the biggest turnout. November 5th, 2024, folks, was the largest turnout in presidential history. More people in the entire country, across the entire United States, voted in last year's presidential election. Now, historically, here in Michigan anyway, we have very low turnout in midterm elections, which is what we're going to have next year in 2026. Why? It's your civic duty. It's your civic duty to vote today. It's your civic duty to vote next August in selecting our candidates and November to select our next United States senator, our next governor, our next attorney general, our next secretary of state, everybody in Lansing. State senators and state representatives are up for election or re-election next year. Why would you not vote in the midterm election next year? Why? Especially when we are at a turning point in the state of Michigan. Going way back, I believe, to James Blanchard, the Democrat, back in the 1980s, we've had 8 years Democrat governor, 8 years Republican. 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. Well, guess what? Next year, 2026, we are due for a Republican governor. That's why the primary is so critically important. We cannot afford to get the wrong candidate elected in the August primary. Because if we don't win in November, we break this cycle, this state is doomed. I don't care if it's Mike Duggan, the independent, who's actually a communist Democrat running as an independent. I don't care if it's Democrat, especially if it's Jocelyn Benson. We cannot allow these people to be the next governor of this state. And folks, there's only one way we're going to fix it. Get out to vote. And it starts today. We're going to move to Lansing. We're going to look at some news stories happening there. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com.